from Longevity Foundation.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
And welcome back to State College, Pennsylvania. John Audius with you as we get set for Big Ten women's basketball. It's Wisconsin at 6-13 overall and 2-6 in Big Ten play, taking on the Lady Lions of Penn State, 11-8 and 2-6 in conference play as well. The lineups look like this for Carolyn Keeger in her fourth season for Penn State. Shea Chesky, 5'7 freshman, second leading scorer, 11.5 per game. Leilani Kapanis, a 5'11 redshirt sophomore from Madison, Wisconsin, 11.5 points per game. Shania Pinto is 6'1 and a senior forward. McKenna Marisa, the 5'11 senior guard, scores 18 per game, leads the way. And Alexa Williams is a 6'2 grad student. Transfer from East Carolina. For the Badgers and head coach Marissa Mosley in her second season in the center circle, winning the tip-off is Sarah Williams, but now the ball has been knocked free. It's loose. It's still on the floor before Penn State finally controls it. For the Badgers, Brooke Schrammick, 6-foot junior guard from Naperville, Illinois. Julie Pospisilova, the 6-foot senior guard out of the Czech Republic, 21 points to 1,000 for her. Maddie Wilkie is a redshirt freshman from Beaver Dam, 12.1 points per game. Marisa has it out on top for the Lady Lions with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Skips a pass off the hands of Kapanis in the corner. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Back out to Marisa. She'll launch from 30 feet. Just grazes the front rim. And a foul called against Penn State as Pinto was boxing out Brooke Schrammick. Schrammick ended up on the floor. Avery LaBarbera is a 5'6 grad student, 11 points per game, a transfer from Holy Cross. And I mentioned Sarah Williams. She's a 6'4 freshman from Brooklyn, New York. Scores just over 12 points per game for Wisconsin. So the Badgers on their first possession, left or right, with the basketball. It is Wilkie over to LaBarbera on the left wing. LaBarbera has it for the Badgers. Shot clock getting close to 10. Here is Wilkie with it. High post to Schrammick. Over to Pospisilova to the left. LaBarbera driving left baseline. 2 on the shot clock. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. 2.2 seconds on the shot clock for Wisconsin on their first possession of the game. Has to be a quick shot. LaBarbera right baseline to inbound. Looking inside Wilkie. There it is. Wilkie got it off the backboard for 2. And there is a quick score for Wisconsin right before the shot clock. 8:49 to go first quarter. Marisa for Penn State launches the 3 on the left wing. And that one is through. Marisa scored 22 per game last season. Was a first team all Big Ten selection. She's scoring 18 per game this season for the Lady Lions. And Wisconsin loses the ball out of bounds. Actually poked out of bounds by Penn State's Williamson. As Wisconsin beat that press, Penn State's going to show that full court press the entire game. As the Badgers have it with Pospisilova out on the right side, throws it over to LaBarbera. LaBarbera looking back to Julie P to the left wing. Wilkie tries the 3. It's no good. And Schrammick fighting for that rebound, can't get to it. Penn State in transition finds Marisa on the left wing, defended by Pospisilova. Penn State basketball. With it, driving from the top of the key is Pinto, and she lost the basketball, stolen. Pospisilova bounces up ahead. Schrammick running, blocked by Kapanis and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by a good defensive player. Leilani Kapanis, the redshirt sophomore, is 5th in the country and number 1 in the Big Ten in steals per game at 3.3. That time, blocking a shot out of bounds. Wilkie catches the inbounds. They rotate all the way to the left corner. Wisconsin throws it to LaBarbera, who drills the three-pointer. And Wisconsin hits 3. It's 5-3. The Badgers on top of the Nittany Lions. 7:48 to play in this first quarter. Penn State basketball. With it, getting a screen is Chesky. Bouncing down low in the post. Now Jonasia Cash into the game. Cash misses down low around the restricted arc and then lost the rebound out of bounds. It is Wisconsin basketball. With the Badgers up by 2, 5-3, 7:34 to play first quarter. Pospisilova has it from the left. Got stopped by Marisa defensively. Finds Shramick. Shramick inside to Williams. Had a look at it. Instead, throws it back out to LaBarbara, who drills her second three-pointer of the game. Avery LaBarbara, this time from the right wing for Wisconsin, and it's an 8-3 start for the Badgers. 7:15 and counting to play in this first quarter. Marisa, wedge screen out on top for the Nittany Lions. Now she'll pull up mid-range style on the right. That one rolls out, no good. LaBarbara has it. The Badgers 5'6 point guard grabs and pushes up ahead to Pospisilova, zigzagging through traffic, attacking the glass and scoring from the left. 10-3 Wisconsin, and a fast start for Bucky, has forced a timeout by Penn State and head coach Caroline Keeker. 6:59 to play in the opening quarter. It is the Badgers 10, Penn State 3. Back after this break, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's R-O-E-H-L. John Audius with you as the Badgers are on an 8-0 run, and Wisconsin leads Penn State. 6:59 to play in the first quarter. It is 10-3. The Badgers have made 2 3-pointers, both from Avery LaBarbara, the grad transfer. 2 of 2 from downtown. 6 points leads all scorers. Penn State 1 for 4 from the floor so far, but this is the type of start that the coaching staff at Wisconsin just has been so hungry for, is this quick start. Now, granted, it's tough to come out to a quick start when you play 11th-ranked Maryland last time out. Terps actually started really hot against Wisconsin 22-6 before the Badgers finally settled into that game, and then Wisconsin before that one had to face 6th-ranked Indiana, and it was the Hoosiers off to a 13-2 start in that game. So this is the type of start that they've been waiting for from this team, and the Badgers lead it by 7 on an 8-0 run right now on top of Penn State. Lady Lions basketball out on top. This is Cash, hands off to Marisa, defended by Shramick, lane line right, driving. Shramick knocked it out of play, but a foul called against Shramick on that drive by McKenna Marisa, which will put her at the free throw line trying to stop this 8-0 run. And Marisa is a 76% free throw shooter. Her last 36 straight games, she's scored in double figures. That dates back to last year. Free throw is in. She's a scoring machine for Penn State. Over 1,200 career points as the next one falls for Marisa. So that stops the 8-0 Wisconsin run. And now a turnover as Wilkie throws it away. Stolen by Chesky. 3 Marisa, no good. Rebound Kapanis for Penn State, and a foul called against the Nittany Lions. That one will go against Penn State. That'll be the first team foul against Penn State. It's against Kapanis. Oh, check it. Second team foul for the Lady Lions. Now this full court press that Penn State will put on the entire game. How can Wisconsin handle the press? One of the keys to today's game, according to assistant coach Scott Merritt. They break it with a pass to Pospisilova. Bounces cross court to the far side to LaBarbara. Throws it back to Pospisilova. 15 on the shot clock for the Badgers. Here's Julie P driving in from the right side. Bounces out to Schrammick on the left. Here's a three. Schrammick drills it. It's the third three-pointer for Wisconsin of the quarter. 13-5. The Badgers lead the Lady Lions with 6:10 to play here in the first quarter. Marisa bouncing for Thompson. They'll throw it around the horn over to Marisa now on the right side. Pospisilova defending for the Badgers. Marisa bouncing down on the right baseline. Shot up by Thompson. It misses. Then it's rebounded by LaBarbara of Wisconsin. Here she has it, dribbling across the timeline. Goes to the right corner. Finds Pospisilova. Skip passes, deflected and stolen. Penn State ball. Marisa up ahead. Pushing. Chesky down low. Layup. Thompson. It's in.
Thompson. Chesky.
13-7, Wisconsin up by 6, 5:30 and counting to go in this first quarter. Wisconsin basketball, Schrammick has it, head of the key to the left. Pospisilova tries a three, and it's in. The fourth three-point Badger bomb for Wisconsin of the quarter. And Pospisilova, coming into the game today, had scored 15 points over her last three games. Had just 2 points against Maryland on last week. Here is the three in the corner, missed by Thompson. Offensive rebound, Penn State, 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Chesky from the right baseline, now throws it out on top. Marisa misses the three. Ball into the hands of Chesky. She gives to Kapanis, mid-range on the right, no good, and Cash knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin ball. UW on top by a score of 16-7. Largest lead of the game right now for the Badgers. It's at 9, and the UW has hit 5 of its last 5 from the floor. But back to Pospisilova. So 15 total points over her last 3 games. That's 5 points per game. She has 5 already in this quarter. So the countdown to 1,000 for Pospisilova continues. She is now 16 points away from reaching 1,000 in her Wisconsin career. Wilkie has it, double-teamed, high on the right side. Wilkie trying to get out of trouble with the bounce pass. It's stolen into the hands of Chesky. Front court to the left, three. Camden, no good, and it's tipped up, and it's controlled by Brigham. Brigham up with the left hand off the backboard, good over Schrammick. Down low on the left, that's Allie Brigham, the 6'4 junior transfer from GW, George Washington. Wisconsin now trying to get it out of the backcourt. Leitzinger into the game for the Badgers. They throw it up to Pospisilova, left wing. Double team, step through, tries to bounce pass it. It goes into the hands of Schrammick. Schrammick has it, now she loses it, and what's the call here? A travel called against Schrammick will give it back to Penn State. 4:08 to play in this first quarter. 16-9, Wisconsin leading the Lady Lions. Still largest, well, almost the largest lead of the game. Their largest lead has been 9. Right now, it's at 7. Bounce down low, Brigham, and she's going to have an easy time going up against Natalie Leitzinger. There's the 6'4 Allie Brigham for Penn State, matched up against Natalie Leitzinger, 5'8, and she just uses the left hand deep on the left to score. And now Wilkie threw it away. It's loose on the court. Who has it? Penn State. Marisa has it, crossing the timeline on a 2-on-2. Marisa throws to her left, caught by Chesky. Mid-range jumper, good.
Chesky!
Timeout Wisconsin, 3:27 to play in the first quarter, and now the Lady Lions have made a charge. Down by 3. Wisconsin 16, Penn State 13. 6-0 run now over the last minute and 2 seconds by Penn State. So each side has had a little bit of a run. The Badgers had an 8-0 run earlier in the quarter. And now Penn State on a 6-0 advantage. Yeah, Wisconsin had that lead, got out to a 10-3 lead.
Number 15, Sonia Cooper. And number 25, Sarah Williams. Now the game for Wisconsin.
So following the Wisconsin timeout, the Badgers nearly threw it away again. Marisa steps on the baseline after almost controlling that basketball and picking up another steal for Penn State. Penn State will force turnovers. They, as a team, average 12.5 steals per game. That's number six in the nation. Now Wisconsin running into the front court. Post Bishalova finds her spot. Left elbow. The jumper no good. Williams down low. Grabs it. Missed it. Off her hands. Bobbled a couple of times. Gets it back. Tries it up again. Missed it. Tipped off the backboard. Picked up. Post Bishalova. And finally, she'll throw it off the backboard and through with the left hand for the Badgers. That stops a 6-0 Penn State rally. 18-13. Wisconsin on top by five. They've led by as many as nine. Penn State, Chesky out on top. Left elbow pull-up jumper, no good. Pops out, who's going to pick it up? Post Bishalova up ahead. Copeland into the game for the Badgers. Extra pass down low, and there's an easy layup in transition by Sarah Williams. Williams all alone down low on the right, up and in. It's a 7-point Wisconsin lead at 20-13, 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Penn State basketball. Marisa at the free throw line, bounces back. Now pass back to Marisa on the left wing. She'll try the three. That one went halfway down and popped out, and now a whistle as Penn State was fighting for that one, and a foul called against the Lady Lions. It'll go to Wisconsin. Ronnie Porter getting set to check into the game now for the Badgers. Post Bishalova has a rest on the bench. She's got 7 points for Wisconsin, leading the way for the Badgers so far in this first quarter. So that means she's 14 points away from 1,000. Good start for Post Bishalova after scoring 15 in her previous three, and now the Badgers throw it away. Copeland tried to catch a Schrammick pass at midcourt and just lost it. Out of bounds near sideline, Penn State ball. Taniya Thompson, the 5'11 senior, throws it in. And this is Chesky who will run the point. She's a freshman, scoring 11.5 per game. Inside, Kapanis deep on the right, bumps into Copeland in a foul. Shot was no good, but Leilani Kapanis will go to the free throw line now for Penn State. 13 foul against Wisconsin, 2:04 to play in this first quarter. And here is Kapanis, two-time All-State selection at Madison Memorial High School. Kapanis in that first one hits the front rim and falls. Last season for Penn State as a freshman, a redshirt freshman, mind you, Penn State's Leilani Kapanis scored about 9.5 per game, up to 11.5. Third leading scorer this season, makes the second free throw. 5-point Wisconsin lead. Porter's pass tipped and stolen. Kapanis has it, and then a reach in against Copeland. Copeland with two quick fouls. That's team foul number four. So Copeland has to have a seat on the bench, and Post Bishalova checks back in. 5-point Wisconsin lead. The Badgers have led by as many as nine in the first quarter. Thompson for Penn State has it on the left wing. Schrammick defends. Pass out to the top of the key. It's Williamson. Over to Chesky on the right wing. Defended by LaBarbera. Off a screen, Marisa catches. Now a screen set for Marisa. She'll dribble away from it. Down the lane line. Left side. Out to Kapanis. Out on top. Shot clock is approaching 10. She'll slice through the middle of the Badgers defense and miss the driving layup. Picked up by Wisconsin. Post Bishalova has it. Her defender riding on her hip. That's Thompson. Inside, Williams has it. Low block right. Up off the backboard. No, and a foul. So Wisconsin's freshman Sarah Williams will step to the free throw line now to shoot a pair. 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. Wisconsin 20, Penn State 15.
Number 25, Sarah Williams at the line for the Badgers.
Williams has had three straight games in double figure scoring. 31-point effort against Michigan State. First free throw's in. Then scored 10 at Indiana and 12 points against Maryland last time out. 21-15, next free throw is in. 22-15, 7-point Wisconsin lead. A minute 28 to play in the first quarter. Chesky up the right sideline, hands off to Marisa, spins it past to Kapanis, just left of the wheel, back over to the right wing, Marisa. Driving right baseline, throwing a pass, deflected out of bounds by Wisconsin's Brooke Schrammick. It'll be Penn State ball. Kapanis gets it out to Marisa on the left. Outside left defended by LaBarbera. Here comes the screen. Williamson sets. Now she'll drift away. Pass to the corner. Kapanis launches. Left corner cruise in.
Kapanis.
22-18. It's the second three-pointer for Penn State in the quarter. Wisconsin leading the ball. Pass into the front court. Post Bishalova. Wrap around. Bounce pass to LaBarbera. Has it lane line right. Kicks it out to Schrammick. Extra pass to Julie P. Back to Avery. Right side three. Just a bit off the mark. Rebound down low. Wilkie. She missed it. Marisa has it. And a reach-in foul called against Wisconsin.
Foul to number 25, Sarah Williams. Her first team fourth.
Fourth team foul against the Badgers. Maddie Wilkie had it down low and had a great opportunity to convert. Just could not get it to fall. Badgers are shooting 57% though in this first quarter. 22-18, 37 seconds to play. Wisconsin with the lead. Penn State has the ball. Slip screen, flare screen actually, caught by Marisa outside left. Now the screen set by Williamson. Marisa has it, defended by Sarah Williams. Left hand drive to the left baseline where she nearly steps out of bounds, or did she? Yes, she did. A late whistle, and it'll be a turnover on Marisa on that drive. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Wisconsin ball. Here's this full court press put on by Penn State up the left sideline. LaBarbera, easy toss over to Post Bishalova high on the right. 14 seconds to play in the quarter. LaBarbera going to hold the basketball near midcourt. 10 seconds to go. Wisconsin leading by four. Bouncing to Schrammick on the right. Schrammick driving strong from the right side. Missing the layup with 3 seconds. It's going to fall out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin. No, it'll be Penn State ball. Penn State ball. 1.2 seconds to play in the quarter. They'll have to go the length of the floor. And Kapanis looking to throw a baseball pass. She does all the way into the front court. Caught. Chesky three at the buzzer is in. Kapanis with the pinpoint pass. And Chesky drills the triple. And it's just a one-point game. After the first 10 minutes, 22-21, Wisconsin leads after the first quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
A Penn State three-pointer at the end of the first has made this a one-point game, 22-21 after the first quarter. Leilani Kapanis from the baseline, throws it into the front court, left wing, where it was caught by Chesky with 1.2 seconds. She tries a three, and it's good. And after the first 10 minutes, it's a 22-21 score. The Badgers are shooting 53% from the floor, 4 of 6 from downtown. So that's a good start shooting the three-point shot for the UW. They had 10 threes in their last game against Maryland, so that's a positive for Wisconsin. Or check that was, I'm sorry, the 10 threes. Let me double check this. Oh, I think that was actually, yeah, that was against Maryland. I've got a ton of stats here in front of me. I don't think this is the right stat sheet I'm looking at. Anyway, let's get back to the action. How about a three right now? Post Pichalova. No, missed it on the left side. Rebounded in the corner by Kapanis. Here comes Penn State. Crossing the timeline. Front court. Kapanis rifles the pass over to Marisa in front of the Badger bench. Now she returns the pass back to Kapanis. Kapanis to the right elbow on a drive. Stops. Defended by Post Pichalova. Has nowhere to go. Bouncing. Finally finding her teammate. It's Thompson. Thompson losing it on the baseline as she drove to the right corner. Turnover, Penn State. Sixth turnover of the night for the Lady Lions. One-point Wisconsin lead just underway in the second quarter. LaBarbara off the left sideline. Stramick skips a pass near side. Picked up Post Pichalova, bouncing to LaBarbara. Back to Brooke, open on the left. Instead, off the hands of Williams as she tries to pass it inside. But a shove from behind by Penn State. And the Lady Lions will be called for a quick foul. 40 seconds into the second quarter. First against Chesky and the first team foul of the second quarter for Penn State. LaBarbara looking to Post Pichalova. Short corner jumper on the left. No good. And then LaBarbara trying to go over the back of Kapanis. Trying to tip that rebound back to one of her teammates and a foul.
Her first. Team first.
It's the first team foul against Wisconsin, the first against LaBarbara. Marisa across the timeline, out on top, screen set, pull up right elbow. That one rolls off, no good. Into the hands of LaBarbara. She's stumbling forward, now has it. Double teamed to Shramick on the right sideline, up ahead. Ooh, intended for Post Pichalova, but it's past her and out of bounds. Just a bit off the mark on that pass from Shramick to Post Pichalova into the front court. A minute gone by here. Second quarter, still 22-21, Wisconsin. Penn State ball. Chesky dribbles into the front court. The 5'7 freshman gives over to Kapanis on the left. Out on top, this is Thompson. To the right, Chesky, and she'll fire a pass intended for her teammate Williamson, and it goes out of bounds. Both these teams turning the ball over. 9 for Wisconsin. That's the 7th now for Penn State. Court, Post Pichalova, defended by Kapanis. Double team, tries to bounce through the double team, and it's stolen. Kapanis comes out of there with it. She has over 3 steals per game this season. Kapanis high on the right side, defended by LaBarbara. 8:30 and counting to go in the second quarter. Penn State basketball. Chesky between the circles. Chesky drifting to her left with the left-handed dribble. Leaves it off for Kapanis on the left. Shramick picks her up defensively. Out on top, Chesky. Shot clocks at 8. Kapanis catches. Kapanis tries the 3. Left side. It's no good. Rebounded down low by Williamson. And a fresh 20 seconds on the shot clock for Penn State. Kapanis defended by LaBarbara. Coming in strong from the right. Wraparound pass and a beauty to Williamson. Missed it down low on the right. Rebounded by Williams. Sarah got it for the Badgers. Up ahead to Wilkie. Inside Shramick. She'll turn and lay it up and in. Low block left. Once again, Wisconsin breaks the press and finds an easy layup on the other side. Williamson down deep on the right. Missed it for Penn State. Picked up by Post Pichalova. Wisconsin left to right. Front court up by 3 to Sarah Williams. Ball fake at the free throw line. Downhill. Knocks over defender. Missed the shot. Kapanis has it. And now a foul called against Wisconsin.
Fouls number 3.
That's against Shramick. That's Shramick second, and Shramick's going to have a seat on the bench. Second team foul for Wisconsin. So Natalie Leitzinger comes in for Brooke Shramick, who has to leave. I'll make a note of that. Shramick out.
Also number 41, Sarah.
At 7:33 with her second personal. The reason I marked that down is, you know, last game out, Marissa Mosley told me that we're not as good of a team when she's not out on the floor, talking about Brooke Shramick. She has 2 fouls, has to have a seat on the bench. Here's Thompson out on top for Penn State, trying to drive by Post Pichalova, gives it up to Marisa. Marisa defended by Julie P. Now shot clock's at 10. 24-21 Wisconsin. Marisa bouncing, high post, Brigham, hands off, Marisa, lost it, stolen, Wilkie, here comes Wisconsin the other side, Wilkie down the lane, got it tipped, and it's poked free, and it's loose on the floor, and is this a jump ball? I believe it should be. It'll be Penn State ball. Post Pichalova was down on the floor.
Penn State ball.
For Wisconsin, it'll be Penn State basketball. 6:59 to play in the second quarter, 24-21. Badgers 1 of 4 from the floor here in this second quarter. Penn State 0 for 4. UW has won the last three games in this series against Penn State, but they have not won at the Bryce Jordan Center in almost 8 years. 2014-2015 season actually happened March 1st of 2015, and there's a pass intended for Chesky off her hands and out of bounds. Right near head coach Marissa Mosley, so it'll be a Wisconsin ball. Into the front court, the pass into the hands of Wilkie. Gives it up for Pospisilova. Hands off to Wilkie on the right. Wilkie bouncing high post. Sarah Stapleton, turnaround 15-footer. Bounces off the front rim, no. Kapanis rips down the rebound for Penn State. To Marissa. Cuts to the middle of the court. And what's that? Offensive foul called against the Lady Lions. Is that maybe a... Okay, so they get Brigham trying to free up some space for Marissa on that drive. And that'll be the second team foul against Penn State of this quarter. Christina Elu into the contest now for the UW. Elu has it left sideline for the Badgers. Pospisilova backcourt. They need to get it across. They do to Elu just in time. Inside pass down deep on the left. There's a shot by Stapleton. Missed it. Turnaround by Stapleton. And it's going to fall through for Sarah Stapleton. Stapleton scoring her first points of the season in her second game back this year. 6:03 to play, second quarter. Wisconsin leads by five. Penn State has not scored this quarter. 4-0 the advantage for the Badgers. Here's Marissa, left baseline drive, up off the window, no. She got her own rebound, brings it back out to the right corner, defended by Pospisilova of Wisconsin. They're going to reset with a pass to Kapanis. 5:44 and counting. Kapanis fires a pass to her left. Chesky has it. 8 on the shot clock. Skips it to Marissa. 3 over. Pospisilova's in. And that breaks the scoring drought for Penn State in the second. Fourth three-pointer of the game for Penn State. First this quarter. Leitzinger catches a pass. Bangs into Kapanis. Falls to the floor and a foul against Leilani. That's Kapanis' second, so that's good news for the Badgers, as Kapanis has a seat on the bench. She is Penn State's third leading scorer, leading rebounder, leads them with over 3 steals per game, so it's good to have her on the bench. I'll make a note of that. Kapanis goes out, 5:22. Here's LaBarbara. Slip screen set by Williams. LaBarbara has it. Pass to her left. LU catches left wing. LU fires a pass inside, but it's stolen. Picked up by Penn State. Bouncing in transition. Williamson, left hand layup, good. The transfer from Temple puts 2 more on the board, and we're tied. 26 apiece. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cross court pass to the front court. Caught by LU. Wisconsin ball. Leitzinger travel. She caught the pass and was falling backwards, and a travel call and a timeout on the floor. 4:53 to play in the second quarter. Tied at 26 between the Badgers and the Lady Lions. Back after this break, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's 26-26, Wisconsin and Penn State tied with 4:53 to play in the second quarter. John Audius with you from the Bryce Jordan Center in State College, PA. The Badgers' leading scorer so far has been Julie Pospisilova. Julie P., 14 points away from 1,000. She has 7 points on 3 of 6 shooting. Wisconsin as a team is shooting 45.5%. Penn State shooting 36% from the field. But we are tied at 26. The Badgers led it by 1 after the first quarter, and they've led by as many as 9 in the game at 16-7. Penn State went on a bit of a run to bring themselves back into the game in that first quarter. Leading scorer for them, McKenna Marisa, 8 points, but she's just 2 of 8 shooting. 2 personal fouls for Leilani Kapanis. She's on the bench. She's their third leading scorer and their top rebounder. The Badgers have Brooke Schrammick on the bench right now with 2 personal fouls. She went out with about 7.5 minutes to play in this quarter. So the 5 on the floor coming out of the timeout for Wisconsin is Williams, Pospisilova, Leitzinger, Wilkie, and LaBarbera. Badgers are 2-2 in their last 4 games. 2-6 in the Big Ten. Penn State, an identical 2-6 conference mark. So following the media timeout, Thompson has it for Penn State. They'll rotate to the left wing. Picked up Marisa, out on top, Chesky. Defended by LaBarbera, back to Marisa. Pospisilova on her. Marisa drives to the head of the key. Pass to Chesky, bouncing mid-post on the right. Here's a reverse try by Williamson, no good. Thompson the rebound up, no, but a foul. Tanaya Thompson from point-blank range missed that little bunny. And that's against Williams. And that's the second against Williams. Now Sarah Stapleton will replace Sarah, who checks out. So Schrammick and Williams, each with 2 fouls. About 3 minutes apart from each picking up their second personal. Free throw is in. First one good by Tanaya Thompson. 74% free throw shooter this season. And she gives Penn State its largest lead of the game now. It's a 2-point Lady Lions lead, 28-26, 4.5 to go before halftime. Bouncing left sideline, the pass barely squeaks by the defender. LaBarbera catches, goes to the left elbow, and drills the jumper. That was a split second away from being a turnover. Instead, we are tied after LaBarbera hits the jumper. She's got 8 to lead the way for Wisconsin. Marisa left side, Wilkie will defend. Pass out on top, caught by Chesky. Chesky leaves it back over to Marisa. Double team for a split second. They'll go all the way to the right side now. Here's a 3, rolls in for Thompson. Thompson up to 10. 31-28, check it, she's got 7. 31-28 Penn State. Here's LaBarbera trying a 3 on the left. That one is no good. Rebounded by Williamson. The Thompson right sideline. Penn State ball. Up by 3, Marisa. Hands off to the left. It's Camden, the 6'3 senior. Back to Marisa. 3:33 to go before halftime. Penn State ball up by 3. Wedge screen out on top. Marisa has it right side. Goes to the left corner with the pass. Extra pass to Camden. Just left of the wheel. That one's no good. It falls into the lap of LaBarbera. Here she has it running into the front court for Wisconsin. Left-hand dribble. Wraparound pass to Pospisilova. Tries to go around Camden. Pulls up at the Big Ten logo in the lane. That shot's no good. Rebounded by Marisa. Penn State. 3:05 and counting to go. Marisa zigzagging her way all the way to the basket. Shot blocked by Pospisilova and out of bounds. Driving layup blocked by Wisconsin's Julie P. And now Penn State will inbound. They get it to Marisa, left side. Marisa to the corner. Thompson, a 3. That one's in. Second straight 3-pointer for Tanaya Thompson of Penn State. Scores 7.5 per game. She's up to 10. Double team Pospisilova in the backcourt. Gives it up with the pass to LaBarbera, who slows things down. 6-point Penn State lead, largest of the game. Wilkie has it for the Badgers. Outside right to Leitzinger. Head of the key to the left and post Pichalova on the floor. By Dia. Jump shot blocked by Williamson. Back to Julie P. Inside Stapleton. Scooping layup. Low on the right. No good. Rebound at Penn State. They're off and running. Marisa, middle of the court. Leaves it off to Dia. Down low on the left. Back out over the head of Thompson into the backcourt. It'll be an over and back as it actually goes out of bounds on the left sideline. Hey, 34-28, Penn State leads. 2:13 to go before halftime. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll hear from Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas, whose season ended prematurely on November 20th after an ACL tear. Post Pichalova missing the three out on top. Rebounded. Marisa. Lead feed knocked out of bounds by Post Pichalova, intended for Dia. It'll stay with Penn State. Wisconsin is led by as many as nine. Penn State has its largest lead. Up six with the ball. Marisa catches up. No and foul. Caught it down low on the right. And she got bumped by Post Pichalova. That's her first. It's the fourth team foul against Wisconsin in the second quarter. So here's Marisa with 8 points today. She's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 34-28. First one was missed. Second one is in. Double team Wilkie. Gives to Leitzinger. To Post Pichalova. Bounces all alone. Stapleton has it. Ball fake. Got her defender in the air. Missed the layup down low on the right. Rebounded by Penn State. Chesky. Defended by Stapleton left wing. Off to the right. Back to Marisa. Top of the key. To the right side and Thompson. Thompson has it. Right wing for Penn State. I'll throw it around the perimeter to the left. Chesky. Defended by Julie P. Inside. Mid-post left. Hook shot. Williamson no as the shot clock was winding down. Wisconsin grabs. LaBarbera. Front court for the UW. 35-28 Penn State. 1:10 to go before halftime. Ooh, pass nearly picked off by Dia. That would have been a pick six the other way. Or at least a pick two, but you understand what I was trying to say. Here's Wilkie. Near sideline, inbounding, backcourt, caught by LaBarbera. 105 and counting to go. LaBarbera bouncing. Post Pichalova, right wing to the corner. Wilkie, no, good with the three. Dia collects the rebound at the free throw line. Penn State front court. To Thompson, right corner. Tightly contested there by Leitzinger. 45 seconds to go. Marisa tries to catch a pass in the lane. Stolen Wilkie, up ahead. Post Pichalova bouncing for LaBarbera. Easy layup. 2 points for LaBarbera. She's up to 10. 35 seconds and counting to go. Second quarter, 5-point Penn State lead. They have the basketball. Marisa is going to try to take as much of this clock as she can. About a 7-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Right wing Marisa, screen set, step back three. That one's short. Stapleton chases it for the Badgers with 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Post Pichalova crosses the midcourt stripe. Gives to Wilkie, hands back off to Julie P. Post Pichalova's pass deflected, she got it back. 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Hard screen, Stapleton, and an offensive foul.
Fouls over 41, Sarah Stapleton.
3.2 seconds, backcourt, sideline left for Penn State to inbound. You know, they threw it into the front court in the first quarter with 1.2 and got away a three. Now with 3.2 seconds, free throw line extended in the backcourt. Gets it into Chesky, across midcourt. Runner at the buzzer in the lane is no good. She couldn't get it to fall again right before the buzzer. And we've reached the half at the Bryce Jordan Center at State College. And it's Penn State 35, Wisconsin 30. Lady Lions up by 5 here at the break. And coming up at halftime, we'll run through the team and individual numbers. Plus, coming up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas, who suffered an ACL injury in late November. So we talk all about her rehab from that injury coming up next in my halftime interview. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime in State College, Pennsylvania. It is Penn State 35, Wisconsin 30. Time for my halftime interview. And earlier today, I caught up with Wisconsin junior Hallie Douglas, who suffered a season-ending ACL tear on November 20th at Illinois State. It's been 9 weeks since the injury, so I asked her how she's feeling physically.
I'm feeling better. It's been a tough few months, but I'm definitely feeling better than I have these past couple of weeks, finally.
What kind of support have you gotten from your teammates, since the injury about 9 weeks ago or so? And because, some of your teammates have also obviously gone through this as well.
I mean, I've gotten so much support from my teammates, from like Maddie, who's been through this. She's got given me such good advice and just honestly been there for me through it all. But all my teammates have been really supportive, just like with little things, with driving me around, helping me out, checking in on me. So my teammates have been so supportive, which is awesome.
What kind of advice does she give you, having gone through this before?
One of the big things she says is to just let myself feel what I'm going through, and that the only way to get through it is just to get through it. So just take it one step at a time.
Yeah. Talking with Hallie Douglas here at the half. So have things changed? Have you been able to see, notice a difference in the way that you watch the game, specifically having to, be forced, obviously, to sit on the bench and watch from a different perspective?
Yeah. At first, it was hard because I obviously was I want to be in the game, and I felt I still could be subbed in every now and then. But after I've been out a lot of games now, but I kind of watch it more from a perspective of what's going on in the game, and just see it more of the basketball, how it's playing out, instead of just hoping to go in and following the game plan. I kind of just watch it more from a different perspective.
Do you almost go into this in a way I don't know, taking notes is the right way of putting this, but knowing that, hey, this is a unique opportunity to study the game from this different perspective. Do you kind of go into that, full steam ahead and knowing that hopefully you'll never have this opportunity again?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity if you look at it like that. Just take it. I know my coaches have talked to me about getting more involved in the scout and talking to them with that, which will be really cool, just to see kind of the game through a coaching perspective. But I mean, as a leader on this team, I've tried to look at the game from the outside and help my teammates out with what I can.
And how have you thought, how have you viewed the team so far? I had a couple back-to-back wins there, a couple of tougher games against some ranked opponents. How have you viewed the team?
I mean, our team is finally coming together and playing our basketball that we know we're capable of. And I think we do have a lot of potential that we're finally starting to show. And I think we'll just continue to keep showing that more and more.
Thanks for the time.
Of course.
All right, that's Hallie Douglas here at the half. More after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Oh. lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 11 tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, chance for snow showers, highs level off around 28. Chance for snow showers again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at the Bryce Jordan Center Road Contest for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. And they're down by 5, 35-30 to Penn State. Big second quarter for the Nittany Lions as far as outscoring the Badgers. They outscored them by 6, 14-8. Very low scoring second quarter for Wisconsin. As a team in the second quarter, they were 4 for 16 from the floor. That's 25%. Penn State didn't fare that much better, 31% on 4 of 13 shooting, but they did make 3 three-pointers, did the Lady Lions in that quarter. Wisconsin had the lead after the first at 22-21. In fact, they led by as many as 9 points in that first quarter at 16-7. But Penn State was able to battle back, 7 points from Pospisilova in the first. And I mentioned in that second quarter, Wisconsin only puts up 8. But keep this in mind, Brooke Schrammick left the game with 2 personal fouls. So she missed the final 7.5 minutes of the quarter. Sarah Williams missed the last 4.5 minutes of the quarter with her 2 personal fouls. So those are 2 big bodies that the Badgers could have used out on the court that they didn't have in that second quarter. Overall, 39% shooting for the UW, 35% shooting for Penn State, 4 of 10 threes for Wisconsin, 6 of 14, that's 43% for Penn State. Free throw line, the Badgers got there twice, made 2 of them, 7 of 8 for Penn State. Rebounding edge going to Wisconsin, plus 3 at 21-18. Offensive rebounds to Wisconsin, 8-7. Second chance points even at 7. Turnovers in the first half, 14 for the Badgers. That's too high. 11 for Penn State. Points off those turnovers, 14-12 in favor of the Lady Lions. Points in the paint, 16-8. Wisconsin has doubled up Penn State in that department. Blocks, 2-0 Penn State. Steals, 8-3 Penn State. Assists, 10-8 Penn State. And at the half, 35-30, Lady Lions on top of the Badgers. We'll take a break, come back with the individual stats after this. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I'm not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Half minutes of that second quarter with two fouls. She's at 5 points, 2 of 4 shooting, and does have one rebound for Wisconsin. 4 points for Sarah Williams, 1 of 3. She also had to have a seat on the bench with two personal fouls. Missed about the last 4.5 minutes of the second quarter. 3 rebounds for Williams. And after that, it's Maddie Wilkie, 2 points, 1 of 4 shooting. Couple of rebounds, couple of assists, and Sarah Stapleton on 1 of 5 shooting, 2 points and 2 rebounds for Wisconsin. We'll take a break, come back with the start of the third quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I've been driving trucks for a long time, and safety is my number one priority.
I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ready for the start of the third quarter here at the Bryce Jordan Center. It's 35-30 Penn State. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Wisconsin 1-10 this season when they trail at halftime. Penn State up by five in a battle between two teams in a tie in the Big Ten standings with a 2-6.